the Lord.
First and Son, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave. It's Needy Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I've been having a sneezing spell over here, so I apologize. I was calling because I don't know if you clicked on it by accident. You know when you go in your client dashboard, when you're looking at your results, there's like sometimes there'll be a box that pops up if you want like information on paid leads, Google Verified, or Yelp ads. And if you click on it, it sends a message. So I didn't know if you wanted information about the leads, like with Google Verified leads.
I'm getting freaking 50 calls a week saying my Google listing is not verified or it's not established right. Or,
That's so weird.
Whatever you guys are doing on Facebook, now I'm getting people messaging me saying I'm harassing them, that they're not interested. And I'm like, what? Because I keep getting all these people that I guess they click on something you post and it sends a message to the messenger.
Oh, so what they're doing is when they click on your ad, it's sending them a message. It's called retargeting. So they're probably getting like this automated message. Let me look in your account.
It's all automated. I looked at it. They're all automated messages. And I'm like, I'm sorry. It's automated. I'll try to stop it.
Okay. So let me put on here. Give me just a second. Okay, Dave, because I'm going to notate this. So do you think you clicked on the... on the wanting to request like info on leads by... Okay. Was that by accident you think you clicked on it, or would you want to hear about that program?
I keep getting all the calls from people from Google saying it's not verified, so that's why I clicked on it saying, oh, because it said Google verified, so I was like, oh, I'll just click on it now and it'll be verified.
Okay, so number one.
I'm tempted to cancel the service because it's just, it's $300 a month and I'm not getting any responses out of anything. No leads.
So number one, you are verified. Your Google Business Profile is visible. Those are probably spam calls that you're getting of people just trying to scam you, okay?
Because
I'm looking at it right now.
Redesign everything? Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I did a quick search myself. Okay. Says he's getting, give me a second. I'm getting lots of calls that he's not verified. I confirmed he is. Okay. Then, then likely spam calls. Okay. Now, issue about the Facebook ads. Facebook ads are sending automated messages and people are responding back that he is harassing. Let me get the team to get on that.
Okay.
So that way we can get that taken care of.
And I just get people calling me, oh, I can design it better for you for half the price, blah, blah, blah. Like, I just keep getting all this nonsense.
I will tell you, in all honesty, anyone that's going to charge you half of what we charge, their pants are on fire. They're just going to try to take your money, and they're going to give you excuses. It's like I was just talking with my aunt, and I know it's completely different industry, but she caters for weddings and stuff. She's had people lowballing her, literally she's sending out quotes left and right. People are coming back saying, well, they're charging me half the price of what you want to charge. And then she's like, well, you get what you pay for, you know? And sure enough, the people
right
come
now,
back.
Like, everybody is slow.
Crazy. It's slow, but it's like you shouldn't have to lowball your prices just to get the job. What are you making off of that? $100? You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's just insane.
Robbing people.
Oh, my gosh. You have no... I was like, I just... Yeah. And so I told my aunt, you know, it's just these times right now. You just got to hang on. And literally she had a lady call her back and said, oh my God, I should have went with your company. I regretted the people that I hired. Their meat was disgusting. They brought everything yep. pre-cooked. They warmed it up. Because my aunt does predominantly like Mexican food, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was like, the lady was like, their setup was hideous. And like my aunt does like, I don't want to say fancy, I don't want to say bougie, but she does a really nice setup with a nice table linen, you know, risers. Like, it's not like just some mediocre type of catering, you know what I mean? And she, her food's, I want to say her food is pricier than others because she goes to a butcher that is quality meat. You want prime cut meat, you know?
Yeah, you don't want
and people don't want to pay that.
Cheap and-
Yeah, they don't want, like, she makes sure, like, there's not a lot of fat. Like, you know what I mean? And these people are just like, yeah, you'd be surprised. And she's like, it's in every industry, sweetheart. She's like,
oh, yeah.
Literally. She goes, I don't know how those people that are low-cut, like, literally, she'll charge, like, just for a regular taco package, $1,600 for, and this is for 100 people. Your average is, like, 16 bucks a plate. She goes, they can go to a restaurant and get two tacos, beans and rice, and a drink for $25. I'm bringing it and I'm cooking it right there for them. I'm serving their guests. I'm doing the cleanup. There is nothing they need to provide me, and they don't want to pay my price, then tough, you know? And someone behind her told them, we'll do it for $800. And that my aunt's like, I don't even, those people aren't even going to make $100. What are they talking about? That's like insane. So I'm going to send
Walmart.
Well, that or even worse. I mean, who knows? The butcher that she goes to, I go to him to get my meat. It's a family-run business. They have, like, they have an inspector on their site 24 hours, the whole time that they're open.
Where are you guys located?
Testing their meat. I'm in California.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, and this guy, I'm telling you.
Real good Mexican food is.
Yeah. Right? And this butcher
here that are really good.
Do you?
Like one of the top taco, one of the top taco places, in the state of Virginia is like 5 minutes from my house. It's called La Chocita.
No way.
So.
Oh wow.
Up, please.
No, I won't.